Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, whenever I've asked you, how's life? You've always said, life is winning. Thank you for dedicating your life to making sure the small business owner comes out a winner.
We sit on different sides of the aisle, and yet we have such wonderful conversations.
You're a tremendous resource to small business owners out there, and I'm proud to call you my friend. From one dinosaur to another, happy anniversary.
Welcome back. 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show in the third decade of the 21st century, and next week, celebrating our 23rd anniversary. I'm having a great visit with Michael Salzman, Senior VP and Partner at Berman & Company. Holly Sklar is here, too. She's the founder and CEO of Business for a Fair Minimum Wage. We're having a great debate on this topic. Florida just passed it as a supermajority and made it a constitutional fiat now with over the next 6 years to raise minimum wage to $15. Michael, one of the things I want you to talk about now is the impact of other forces on minimum wage increases. I'm old enough to remember when a minimum wage was increased 50 cents, it was inflationary. In the 70s, raising minimum wage caused inflation because everybody was impacted. The low wagers, it rippled all the way up through the organization, through the unions. It was a major force that happened, and it created some issues. Well, now, for some reason, when minimum wage goes up, it doesn't do anything to that. However, 50 years ago, 40 years ago, we didn't have technology. We didn't have kiosks. We didn't have robots. We didn't have artificial intelligence. Michael, what do you think about that?
Yeah, let me see if I can get this into 60 seconds here, Jim. What happened is that as the minimum wage, you know, starting in the 2000s, started to go up at the state level and then later at the federal level between 2007 and 2009, employers traditionally, when they couldn't pass it off through higher prices, had to cut jobs, and what technology allowed them to do is to replace what used to be full service with self-service alternatives. So you might be bagging groceries, you might be placing your bagging your own groceries, rather you might be placing your own order today on a tablet-style device. But it's important for your listeners to know, too, the other thing that's happened is now in some of these markets that have gone to 15, we have outstripped employers' ability to even do that. There was a really good Harvard Business School study that looked at the rate of restaurant closures in San Francisco now that that city has gone to 15. And each dollar increase has increased the rate of closure there for restaurants by about 10%. And so we've even gotten past the ability to automate some of these changes in businesses that they've had close.
If it moves too fast, I think probably it won't take long to catch up. Holly, I have heard a lot of complaining out of Seattle in San Francisco by business owners who maybe were in favor of it in the beginning, but their $15 an hour minimum wage is hurting them now. What do you think about that? What do you think about the technology issue? Because I do believe kiosks and robots and AI are going to hurt your argument. What do you think?
So we're not going to have time to go into it, but I just want to stipulate there's a huge body of research that shows that whatever the anecdotes are, that actually the minimum wage going up doesn't cost net job loss. So I just want to, like, say I've got a whole ream of research we want to have time to talk about,
okay.
Right? And also there was a poll that Luntz Global did, so Luntz being Frank Luntz, longtime Republican pollster that polled, 1,000 business executives for the Council of State Chambers, and 80% of respondents said they supported raising their state's minimum wage, and only 8% opposed it. So there's a lot of support among the business community as well for raising minimum wage. Throughout the period that the minimum wage has been stuck federally, right, at $7.25, the same automation and putting in kiosks and all this kind of stuff, right, has continued. So it hasn't stopped there's progress toward technology and automation and so forth. But other jobs are also created in things like the exploding care industry, for example, which is not based on automation. Secondly, remember that robots don't buy your product. They don't get you know, you're not.
They don't get,
the,
they don't get their hair cut, as you said to me. Holly, hold on to that thought. Holly, I need your Holly, I need your website quickly. Holly, I need your website quickly, please.
Businessforafairminimumwage.org.
Okay, Michael, I gave Holly the first word. I'm going to give you the last word. Michael, go ahead quickly. 30 seconds.
You know, when you have the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office looking at all of the research that's been done on this issue over the last several decades, some studies that may support Holly's point of view, but the vast majority of which point the other way, you combine that with real-life stories and anecdotes of business owners who've been harmed by this, which your listeners can go view at the website facesof15.com. I think it's clear why economists are skeptical about a $15 minimum wage. Right. Unfortunately, Florida's about to learn that lesson the hard way.
Yeah. Hey, Michael, Holly, great debate. Thank you guys for being here. Will you come back and do this again?
Love to. Thank you.
We'll have you back again. Michael Saltzman and Holly Sklar, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.